The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today
FM. It is so difficult to find a new home to buy. And it's not just the shortage of new homes that we talk about on a regular basis, with estimates that we could be 20, 30,000 behind every year on the amount of new homes that we need to build. There's also a serious shortage of second-hand homes as well. So we've two guests to talk to us, and we're going to start with Joanne Geary, the Managing Director of MyHome.ie, because tell us about the estimates you have put together in relation to the shortage of second-hand houses and apartments available to buy, please, Joanne.
Thank you, Matt. This is new analysis from us in My Home, and I think it brings into very stark headlines the scale of the shortfall here in the second-hand residential market. Second-hand and the supply of second-hand residential property has halved, so it's fallen by 50% in the decade. So, and the figures for your listeners, just to understand the context of the figures, in July 2014, there was just shy of 25,000 second-hand properties available for sale in My Home, and in July, just gone, that was 12,500 properties. So 50% less second-hand stock available to buy. And that is reflective of a 0.65% percentage of the entire occupied household stock in the country, which is a tiny, minute percentage available to the market that's there. And we all know, and we've spoken quite a bit about the demand that's in the market right now.
Because the demand for second-hand homes it's multifaceted, isn't it? There are first-time buyers who look to buy second-hand properties rather than building new or buying new because they might want to renovate. You have people who are trying to trade up because their existing home isn't big enough. You have people who are trying to trade down, which would suggest there's an awful lot of people chasing a very small number of properties at present.
Absolutely, you know, and we've been speaking quite a bit to you about the increase in asking prices and indeed sold prices in the market. And that is the outcome of this very constrained supply. And you've hit on part of the issue here for sure, which is this vicious circle that's in the market right now, whereas if you're looking to trade up or down, you know, and you can't find a suitable property for you to trade to, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to delay the sale of your property. And that is leading and exacerbating the supply issue even further. And I think there's a couple of reasons as to why somebody might be delaying the sale of their property. It is down to the lack of supply, but it is also a multifaceted issue around interest rates. So if you're on a reasonably low interest rate, mortgage interest rate at the moment, if you were to trade your property, you would be moving on to an arguably a higher interest rate. And people obviously take that into very serious consideration. And there's also the issue of the refurb costs of a second-hand home if it's not in great repair. So, you know, supply, interest rates and refurb costs would be part of the issue delaying somebody's decision to move.
And Joanna, something else, when you picked a decade ago, I'm interested that you used that point. I mean, a decade is a useful reference point, but if memory serves correctly, and I was in the process of moving home in 2014, there was talk then of a shortage of available houses, and I knew myself it was very difficult to find what we actually needed at the time. So does this suggest, you know, if we have a big shortage now, it's a shortage compared to what was even a shortage 10 years ago, and we have a much bigger population now than we had 10 years ago?
Absolutely correct. And, you know, if we go back to 2014, you'll remember the economy was getting up, you know, off its knees after, you know, the horrendous property recession and the financial crash, you know, and property prices, you know, and this might be a difficult thing to remind you of, Matt, but property prices back in 2014 were rising at about 17%. So granted off a low base, you know, as we look to that now. So, you know, but that still, that 25,000 that I spoke of in July 2014 would have represented just about 1.3% of the entire residential occupied stock. You know, most commentators and a lot of economists out there would say that for a functioning market, you know, it should be trading at somewhere around 4 or 5% a year. So we were still way off the mark in 2014. We're even more reduced now with 50% less on the market. And we have really, really strong, robust demand out there. The economy is doing really well, practical full employment. And we also have those government measures around the first home scheme, the help to buy, you know, which are all fueling first time buyer demand as well. So, you know, demand really strong, supply ever constrained, you know, is leading to one outcome, which is increasing prices.
Well, let's bring in Dara Keogh, the Chief Executive of Geo Directory, because you've produced your own report today on the residential buildings that have been completed in the first half of the year. Not just the first half of the year. Tell us about how many new residential addresses have been registered in the 12 months to the end of June this year, please.
So we've seen a 17% increase in the number of new addresses registered in the last year versus the previous year. It comes in at just over 31,384. And then we also measure what's under construction, and we are looking at buildings that have begun as rising walls. And what we see there is that there's about just under 22,000 new buildings coming on stream. Now, that will be a lot more addresses or dwellings, because some of those will be apartments or their houses that are divided up. So the pipeline of supply has responded to the market as best it can. There's still a ways to go, and you know there's definitely more room to grow for growth. We've also seen the vacancy rate has been maintained at 3.9%, roughly 4%. But in some of the key markets, it's much tighter. So, for example, in Dublin, it's only 1.2%, which is a low level of vacancy.
Just explain what you mean by vacancy rate. Is that is an uninhabited house, or is it one that might be only used occasionally, like a holiday home, for example?
No, we separate out holiday homes from vacant. So a holiday home is categorised separately within GeoDirectory. And a vacant is a building that's ready to be moved into, essentially, that you could move in straight away, or maybe you'd want to change the colour of the paint, that kind of thing, minor repairs. So it's available to be occupied, but it's not currently occupied. Now, the thing about vacancy, for a market to really function well, it needs a degree of vacancy, because people want to renovate their home and can't live in it, and there's people want to stay temporarily, and there's loads of different reasons. So we do need a level of vacancy. So what we see is like Dublin at 1.2 is probably too tight, and then we have Leitrim at around 12%, which is probably too loose. So it looks like to us in Ireland at the moment anyway, around 4% is looking like it could be in sort of a natural, if you want, or stable vacancy rate. What we've also seen, which is, I suppose is good news as well, is the level of dereliction declining. So that means those buildings that need major repair, significant levels of repair, are coming back onto the market and into use, and we've seen a decline of roughly 3.5%, 3.4% in the level of dereliction. So you have level of vacancy is being maintained or dropped in 19 counties. The level of dereliction is coming down, and the supply of new addresses has risen significantly. So the supply side, while not reaching what the market demands, is definitely moving forward.
Dara, there's something else that you've highlighted which I think will resonate with a lot of our listeners, those who are paying more in rent than they would be if they were paying a mortgage on the same property. Have you found that that is commonplace?
Well, we did an affordability, we looked at affordability, and it's very detailed. So at the highest level possible, it's just looking at median positions. And what it says is ask three questions. Is it better to rent, better to buy secondhand, or better to buy new? And in terms of this is considering first-time buyers, not people moving. And looking at an average price of around 400,000, just as to pick a point to do the analysis. And what it finds is that in all areas of the country, it's better to buy, for the first-time buyer, to buy a second-hand house than it is to buy a brand-new house. And it's actually probably in many counties cheaper to rent than to buy a brand new house at the moment. That index keeps changing, and it's variable. But just to give a sort of a straw poll of a point in time, second-hand homes are more attractive for first-time buyers than new homes.
If, though, you can find a second-hand home to buy, given what we've just heard from Joanne.
Well, we looked at the number of property transactions over the last 12 months, and they're down 6%, 5.8%, you know, so like that is not, you know, unrecoverable in the second half of the year. And just in terms of, just to give you a sort of a sense of it, going back to 2014, when we had these reports, go back to then, the under construction figure was 4,000. It's now 22. The vacancy rate was 13.5. It's now 4%. So it gives you a sense of there's been a big jump forward, but there is a catch up and it hasn't been caught up yet. I'm not arguing that at all. I'm just pointing out that over the 10-year period, the real industry has tried to respond and is responding. However, there is a ways to go, and you just can't turn on the tap. It takes time for that tap to really flow well.
Dara Keogh, Chief Executive of Geo Directory, and Joanne Geary, Managing Director of MyHome.ie. Thank you both for having been with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.